Who's cooking on the stove, you might say. Just...
Somebody's cooking something good to eat.
Won't you just...
Can't you just taste that? Yeah. Smell that aroma, you know.
Okay. Now you crush the cane and boil the juice and make...
Syrup.
Syrup, okay. What else you might make?
Well, you make sugar, you know.
Okay. You ever hear of molasses?
Molasses, yeah. Molasses and... Well, you had, sugar cane syrup, you know, molasses, sugar cane molasses, and corn, let's see, sugar cane molasses.
What about the regular kind of syrup you might get from a tree? That
maple syrup?
Yeah. Now, you might say that sugar cane syrup was imitation. Maple was
I tell you the truth, we never had too much maple syrup back in the days. In other words, we buy maple syrup now. I really like maple syrup, you know, especially on pancakes or waffles, you know. But, the syrups that we had of the molasses, in other words, there was different kinds of it. In other words, I can remember what they called blackstrap molasses.
Yeah.
It was a thick molasses.
Yeah.
And I like that. And then they'd make, they had what they called corn syrup, you know. But I don't know what I mean. Sugar cane syrup, you know, and corn syrup too.
Now speaking of that syrup, you might say something in imitation that's
genuine.
Okay. All right. Now, what do you call the sweet spread you might make by boiling sugar and the juice of apples or something like that? Any sort of fruit. Put it in special glasses, you might pour melted paraffin over it.
You jealous?
Okay. All right. Now, what would you have on the table to season food with, Mr. Roy?
We'd have vinegar sauce, hot pepper sauce, you know.
Yeah.
We used a lot of.
And your regular oil you might have.
Black pepper and salt.
Okay. Okay. Now the inside of the cherry, the part you don't eat, you call that the
inside of a cherry?
Yeah.
Seed, I guess, of the pit.
Okay. What about the inside of a peach?
Well, that was a peach seed.
Okay. Do you ever have different kinds of peaches?
Yeah, we had the Alberta peaches, I believe they call them.
Yeah.
And then, I don't remember what the little...
What about the kind of peach where the flesh is real tight against the stone? Did you ever hear of a freestone or a clean?
No. I've heard of clean, yellow clean paint peaches.
Okay.
You know, Alberta peaches, you know.
Oh.
And then I was trying to think. There's a kind of what they'd call wild plums, you know what I mean? In other words, it wasn't really wild, but it wasn't a hybrid, you know what I mean?